Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. From among the biggest calamities and sins is inciting conflict and damaging other people's relationships, such as that of a husband and a wife, or two friends, or a daughter and her mother, or an employee and his boss, as well as other relationships. And it is one of the major sins because it corrupts relations between people and sows conflict. And Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, "He is not one of us who incites a wife against her husband, or the servant against his master." And Al-Manawi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, "The transgression increases if the wife or servant is a neighbor or relative." And Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beware of spreading corruption between the people, for it is a razor. I do not say that it shaves the hair, rather it shaves the religion." And Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, said that ruining social relations is from the biggest major sins. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited seeking the hand of a woman being suited by his Muslim brother, and prohibited offering a price above that being offered by his Muslim brother, so how about the one who strives to ruin the relationship between a man and his wife so that he can get to her? For in that is a transgression that perhaps is no less than the sin of unlawful intimate relations, if not more. And the repentance for an unlawful intimate relation does not do away with the rights of others. For if repentance redresses the rights of Allah, then the right of the person will remain, and he will have a claim upon him on the day of resurrection. For indeed, it is wrongdoing a father to ruin the relationship with his son, whom he values more than himself, and wronging a husband by corrupting the relationship with his wife. And transgressing the marital bed is worse and more harmful than taking someone's entire wealth. Inciting the destruction of relationships has spread, and because of it, friendships have been destroyed, ties of kinship have been broken, and divorce rates have increased. How many women have complained to their friend about their husbands while there is no home free of challenges? Instead of encouraging the wife to see the positives in her husband and situation, her friend kindles and fans the flames of discord. And her friend begins to pick out and magnify the husband's faults, to the point that her friend charges her against her husband. And perhaps her friend is facing the same type of issues, but she is corrupting her friend's marriage and deceiving her. And how many men have corrupted the marriage relationship of their friend by undermining their wife and her rights, or encouraging him to fall short with her, all in the name of counsel? When the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got together and asked him for extra money, Allah's command was revealed for them to choose between staying with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or divorce. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam started with Aisha and said, "I want to put before you a matter that I would like you to not hasten until you have consulted your parents." She said, "And what is it, Messenger of Allah?" Then he recited the verse, "O Prophet, say to your wives, if you should desire the worldly life and its adornment, then come, I will provide for you and give you a gracious release." "Shall I consult my parents about you, Messenger of Allah?" "No, I choose Allah and His Messenger and the home of the hereafter. But I ask you not to tell any of your wives what I have said." She said this out of her desire to have the Prophet ﷺ all to herself. He replied, "None of them will ask me except that I will inform her." That is, he said that to facilitate the decisions of the other wives. "Allah did not send me to be harsh or find faults, but sent me to teach and facilitate." And corrupting relationships could be between siblings and their parents. One of the children may complain about their sibling to their parent, to charge them against the sibling and win favor with the parent. And this enmity and great corruption causes divide between parents and their children. Allah Almighty said, "So be conscious of Allah and amend that which is between you. And Allah Almighty said, the believers are nothing else than brothers. So make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy. The forms of damaging relationships has intensified through social media, for it is not limited to ruining relations between two specific individuals. Rather, it can be done in a more general manner and have a wider impact. For example, children could be incited against their parents and wives against their husbands, and this is from the handiwork of Shaytan. The Prophet ﷺ said, Iblis sets his throne on the water, then sends detachments. The closest in station to him is the one causing the most discord. One of them comes and says, I have done such and such. But he replies, you have done nothing. Then one of them comes and says, I did not leave him till I separated him from his wife. He then brings him near to him saying, how good are you? For this discord is caused by inciting conflict. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ said, treat women kindly. That is, enjoin one another to be kind to women and safeguard their rights, and not the opposite of that. For councils and gatherings in which wives are undermined and their shortcomings magnified have no good, and councils in which the relationship between the son and his father or mother is ruined, or the relationship between siblings is corrupted, have no goodness. And sometimes a father is incited against his son without him sensing. So his son falls from his eyes, and he keeps mentioning his son's faults, while there is no one without shortcomings and faults. Then the relationship unravels. And perhaps the one who incited did not sense the impact of his transgression, and the damage that his words inflicted. And how many people are unaware of the faults of their wife, friends, father, son, daughter, or boss? Then someone comes along and occupies him with what he was previously unaware, and he does not know the rulings of this abhorrent behavior and how to repel it. Instead, he deviates and misguides others. Inciting and corrupting relations is not an insignificant and trivial matter. It wipes out one's religion and devours their good deeds. So safeguard your tongues against others and their relationships, and beware of damaging relationships through your words, and do not say except what you like Allah to hear from you, and remember the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are people thrown into the fire upon their faces or upon their noses for anything other than the harvest of their tongues? May Allah Almighty make us among those who speak only for spreading goodness, and who choose their words just as the finest fruits are selected. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hada wa salatu salam ar rasulillah.